Russia announced that all remaining energy exports to Europe would now be priced exclusively in rubles or yuan, no euros accepted. This was different from previous energy threats. Russia wasn't cutting supply. That would hurt their own revenues. Instead, they were forcing a currency choice. European countries that wanted Russian gas or oil had to acquire rubles or yuan first. This meant going through Russian or Chinese financial intermediaries, paying fees, accepting exchange rate risk, losing transparency on pricing. But the real impact was psychological and systemic. By refusing euros, Russia was making a statement: your currency is no longer acceptable to us. The euro, which Europeans assumed was a global reserve currency that anyone would accept, was being rejected by a major commodity exporter. This had cascading effects. Countries that needed Russian energy had to hold ruble reserves. This meant selling euros to buy rubles. Euro selling pressure increased. The ruble, which Western sanctions were supposed to destroy, strengthened. The currency that was supposed to be worthless became necessary for European energy security. China benefited enormously. Countries buying Russian energy in yuan had to acquire yuan first. This accelerated yuan internationalization at the expense of the euro. The European Central Bank watched helplessly as energy importers dumped euros for rubles and yuan, weakening the euro and importing inflation through currency depreciation.